set targeted value drivers. As referenced above, the business case describes an opportunity to create quantifiable benefits for an organization. These benefits may be called value drivers and may focus on specific methods to create value. It is important to realize that benefits for the organization do not exclusively manifest as cost savings or efficiency increases. A strategy-aligned business case will, in many cases, include improvements in service metrics, which may require implementing less efficient or less cost-effective processes than would be strictly necessary to achieve the minimum acceptable service levels. For example, a United States-based organization that focuses on competing through customer service and prioritizes customer satisfaction metrics could potentially reduce transportation costs and thus increase profits by increased use of rail transportation. However, if doing so increases average transport time to final locations, customer satisfaction may suffer, despite the supply chain ultimately successfully delivering the product to the end location within minimum required timeframes. Thus, increasing reliance on rail transportation would not be aligned with the organizational goals and strategy. Instead, use of faster, but less cost-efficient, means would be appropriate. When estimating benefits, it is important to describe a post-transformation situation that has worthwhile benefits and creates buy-in and excitement. However, it is important to be realistic to conservative with estimates for benefits. For example, describe benefits that are fairly likely to be achieved, not best-case scenarios, and costs. For example, plan that the project will encounter unexpected difficulties and may require additional resources than may be necessary if everything goes smoothly. Properly quantifying benefits requires figuring out and analyzing the ways that changes to the supply chain and supply chain performance can contribute to metrics like market share, margins, and working capital performance. This may be done using assessments and benchmarking. Other methodologies include projections associated with changes. For example, supply chain transformations involving the adoption of new technologies could generate projections to any number of the following example benefit areas. Increase revenues due to use of cross-selling and upselling. Reduce product and transaction costs through use of automation in warehouses and factories. Reduce product development lead time and capital investments through use of new technologies such as computer-aided drafting, computer-aided manufacturing, and 3D printing. Note that though it is necessary to describe more easily quantifiable benefits in a business case, qualitative benefits should not be completely excluded. There are various measures that a company may use for customer satisfaction. Though creating a quantified projection for increased customer satisfaction as a result of a supply chain project may be difficult, linking the boosted customer satisfaction to a projected increase in market share is even more difficult. Other examples of benefits that may be more qualitative than quantitative include: creating more flexible systems to adapt to future conditions. Increasing visibility and understanding among supply chain partners. Improving working conditions, and thus increase morale of employees. Though these, and others, all are benefits that may be difficult to quantify, they still represent important arguments in favor of adopting a proposed project and thus should be included in the business plan. In many cases, this requires attaching an estimated benefit value in an attempt to quantify the value in some way. Note that benefits may be realized at different points of a project. In many cases, benefits may not be realized until the completion of the project. In other cases, benefits may be created or accrued incrementally during project work. In addition to the business benefits generated, incremental benefits can help keep the team motivated and help get buy-in from those who still do not support the project. An example of incremental benefits could include a milestone that improves the efficiency of an ordering process as part of a larger supply chain transformation. This increase in efficiency starts creating benefits as soon as the milestone is complete, even though the overall transformation project has not been completed. When incremental benefits are expected, use of a benefits roadmap or timeline may be useful to include in the business case, as it can show both short and long-term benefits and can even show how the incremental benefits can be used to fuel the completion of the later stages of the project.